Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Tonight, or this evening, I'll take you into a tour or a journey to explain to you Islam and Muslims. And I will be basing my lecture or my presentation on a booklet that has been published by Discover Islam series, and it was, as a matter of fact, the first booklet that was published by Discover Islam. I'm talking about Discover Islam in Bahrain. Now, let's go to the lecture or the presentation, and what I'll try to do is to basically go through Islam and Muslim in a question and answer fashion. And hopefully everybody is going to be learning something in the process, because there are a lot of people asking about Islam, and we are here to clear some of the doubts and some of the wrong misconceptions about Islam, especially after all this barrage of tarnishing or trying to tarnish and distort the image of Islam all over the world. Islam and Muslim. What is your religion? Well, I am a Muslim. My religion is Islam. But who is a Muslim? A Muslim, the one who is a follower of Islam. Where do the names of Islam and Muslim come from? These are God-given names found in the Quran, the holy book of Islam, believed to be the final revealed scripture from God, Allah. In the Quran, we read the meaning of which the only true way of life or religion in the sight of God is Islam. This is found in chapter 3, verse 19. In another verse, it is He who has named you Muslims both before and in this revelation. Of course, talking about Quran, chapter 22, verse 78. The other question, can Islam also be called Muhammadanism and Muslims be called or termed Muhammadans? No, these are inaccurate terms coined by non-Muslim Western scholars on the model of Christ, Christian, Christianity. Muslims reject these terms since they offend the very spirit of Islam. Muslims do not worship Muhammad, peace be upon him, but as a matter of fact, they regard him as a human being who was a prophet and messenger of God. Nor is Islam limited to the historical Muhammad, peace be upon him, alone, but it goes much, much beyond, as it recognizes all other earlier prophets, messengers, or guides raised by God to guide mankind to the path of God. Of course, the prophets and messengers are, or were, the guide. Or were the guides. And of course, we should understand that Muslims express their respect and gratitude for all prophets and messengers by adding this comment after the mention of the name of every prophet. What is it? Peace be upon him. So after mentioning every prophet, they say peace be upon him. Sometimes they say may the blessings and peace be upon him. Why are you a Muslim? Somebody comes to me and asks me this question, why are you a Muslim? Because Islam is the original religion of God that appeared from the time man was created. Secondly, it is a natural way of life. To be Muslim means to be in harmony with nature. Thirdly, it is the only attitude on the part of man, religion, acceptable to God. It's the only attitude or way of life on the part of man acceptable to God. In the Quran we read, in the meaning of which, if anyone desires a way of life or religion other than Islam, never will it be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he shall be among the losers. Chapter 3, verse 85. In another verse also we read, in the meaning of which, in the Quran, of course, O you who believe, Be conscious of God with all the consciousness that is due to Him, and die not except in a state of Islam, i.e. as a Muslim. Chapter 3, verse 102. I'll repeat this verse just for more clarification. If anyone desires a way of life or religion other than Islam, never will it be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he shall be among the losers. Chapter 3:85. And the other verse, O you who believe, be conscious of God with all the consciousness that is due to him, and die not except in a state of Islam, i.e. as a Muslim. Chapter 3, verse 102. How can you say this? You might tell me this, or you might ask me this question. How can you say this? This point will be clear if one understands the meaning of Islam and Muslim. Do the words Islam and Muslim have any meaning? Yes, of course. These Arabic language words are not mere identification labels, but carry some meanings. These are descriptive titles. For example, Islam means total submission or self-surrender to the will of the one true God. It has a further shade of meaning: peace, security, well-being, wholeness. In fact, these meanings are not separate but are related to each other. Thus, Islam is the attainment of deep personal and community fulfillment through a loving and total submission to God's will. How about the meaning of the word Muslim? Muslim means one who is in a state or condition of submission to God's will. Thus, we say that any person, anywhere in the world, at any time in history, whosoever submits to the will of the one true God would be termed a Muslim. What do you mean by submission to the will of the one true God? It means accepting the one and only true God, the creator and sustainer of all, as our Lord and Savior, worshipping none other than Him, and organizing one's life in accordance with His will, since it is for Him alone to command and direct His creation and decree what is good and what is bad for them. However, this submission is not in a negative sense. It is a loving, willing, and conscious attitude which is indeed needed for one's own good. It's not a lip service of devotion to any authority figure, but rather a way of life that reflects submission in the thoughts and deeds of a person, manifested in the actual practical life. What do you mean by way of life? Well, it refers to every activity in one's life, morning to evening, birth to death, whether on day-to-day basis or on specific occasions, whether at an individual level or at a societal and community level. Thus, the Islamic concept of religion as an all-encompassing way of life accommodates a much wider meaning than the usual understanding of this word, since it is far more than the ritualistic and spiritualistic facets of life. Even ordinary worldly and non-ritual activities, if performed in the light of divine guidance, take on spiritual dimensions. You've mentioned that one meaning of Islam is peace. What does this denote? Well, it denotes peace in a broad and comprehensive sense. Peace of mind, peace at heart, peace with the Creator, peace with other humans, and in fact, with the entire creation. It refers to both an inward and an outward peace. If submission to the will of God is called Islam, then can we say that even other creatures are also Muslims? Of course, yes. This submission can be recognized at two levels. One level is compulsory submission, where there is no question of freedom of choice. All creation, the sun, the moon, the ocean, plants, animals, etc., submit to the laws devised by God, the laws of nature. So they are all Muslims. A stone thrown up in the air, for example, cannot choose to remain up or come down after a little more time. Even those persons who deny the existence of God submit to the laws set by God in the biological aspects, e.g. their heartbeats or blood pressure or any other biological system, have no choice but to go along with the laws set by God. So at this level, they are also Muslims. On the other hand, at the second level, there is freedom in choosing what to do or not to do. In some aspects of life, like moral laws, obedience to the commands of God, which is enjoyed by human beings. So there is freedom in this aspect to do or not to do. If a person chooses to obey God's laws in his or her daily life, it will be a willing or conscious or voluntary submission. With a natural alignment between the compulsory submission and the submission by choice, a person gets total harmony in this universe and will be at peace. So, we could say that Islam is a natural way of life, or it is the surest means to aligning oneself with the natural order that God has set up. Let's go to the Quran. The Quran says, in the meaning of which, do they seek for other than the religion of God? While all creatures in the heavens and on earth have willingly or unwillingly bowed to his will in Islam, and to him shall they all be brought back. Chapter 3, verse 83. Can we also say that children too are Muslims? Well, the Islamic concept is that every child, even born in a non-Muslim or atheist family, is a Muslim. Till he reaches the age of discretion to be able to choose between the right and the wrong path, he is in a state of compulsory submission. So he's also a Muslim. If he dies, he will not be held accountable for his deeds and will go to paradise. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the pen records not the deeds of three. The pen records not the deeds of three. Of the child until he becomes a youth. Of the unconscious until he awakes. And of the insane until he regains sanity. Again, the pen records not the deeds of three. Of the child until he becomes a youth. Of the unconscious until he awakes. And of the insane until he regains sanity. Is it not true that every child is born with original sin, as most modern day Christians believe? No. Muslims believe that children are born without the taint of sin. They do not inherit sin, because sin is something that is acquired by an individual as a consequence of his or her actions. We can say that even the Bible rejects this concept of original sin, as it is contrary to the teachings of Jesus, peace be upon him. And to quote the Bible, for example, listen to this: the person who sins shall die. A child shall not suffer from the iniquity of a parent, nor a parent suffers from the iniquity of a child. The righteousness of the righteous shall be his own, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be his own. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. In another verse or chapter in the Bible, but all shall die for their own sins. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 30. In Matthew 18:3, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew 19:14, but Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. How about a non-Muslim who embraces Islam? Well, by embracing Islam, in fact, a person comes back to his or her original religion, hence is better referred to as a revert rather than a convert to Islam. And he receives the greatest blessing of God. The all-forgiving and the most merciful God forgives all the past sins and mistakes of such a person, and he or she starts his or her life with a clean slate, as if born a new person. The Holy Quran says, in the meaning of which, say to the unbelievers, if now they desist from the unbelief, their past would be forgiven. Chapter 8, verse 38. Say to the unbelievers, if now they desist from unbelief, their past would be forgiven. Chapter 8, verse 38. In chapter 39, verse 53, in the Quran also we read, in the meaning of which, say, O my servants who have transgressed against their souls, despair not of the mercy of God. Surely God forgives all sins, verily He is oft forgiving, most merciful. According to a saying of the Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace be upon him, if a person embraces Islam sincerely, then God shall forgive all his past sins. And after that, the reward of his good deeds will be 10 times to 700 times. And an evil deed will be recorded as it is, unless God forgives it. I've got other questions to ask you. Will a new Muslim be inferior to a person born to Muslim parents? No, of course not. On the contrary, a new Muslim could be better than many born Muslims. Islam teaches that no person is superior to any other person on the basis of birth, race, tribe, nationality, language, color, worth, wealth, or gender. The Holy Quran says, in the meaning of which, verily the most honored of you in the sight of God is the one who is most God-conscious. You find this in chapter 49. Verse 13 in the Quran, or the Holy Quran. Listen to this prophetic saying. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or may the blessing and peace be upon him, said in his historical farewell sermon, very important saying, O people, verily, your Lord and Sustainer is one, and your ancestor is one. O people, verily your Lord and Sustainer is one, and your ancestor is one. All of you descend from Adam, and Adam was made of clay. There is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab, nor for a non-Arab over an Arab, neither for a white person over a black, nor a black person over a white, except through God consciousness. Indeed, listen to this, indeed the most among you, or the noblest among you is the one who is most God conscious. Amazing. Have you heard that? This is exactly the teaching of Islam in that farewell. How about a non-Muslim who embraces Islam? By embracing Islam, in fact, a person comes back to his or her original religion, hence is better referred to as a revert rather than a convert to Islam, and receives the greatest blessing of God, the all-forgiving and most merciful, God forgives all the past sins and mistakes of such a person. He or she starts his her life with a clean slate, as if born a new person, as the Holy Quran says. Say to the unbelievers, if now they desist from unbelief, their past sins would be forgiven. Chapter 8, verse 38. Well, I would like to now to stop here, and let's I think for today I would stop from asking the questions, and hopefully in next time when we meet we will finish the other questions that I have in mind about Islam. Is it possible to stop now, because I've bothered you with too many questions about Islam and you've been answering them? Okay, if this is what you like to do now, let's go for it, and let's continue when we meet together. Thank you very much. It's been worthwhile, and hopefully I've been clear about answering some of the questions that you have raised. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye. This is the end of part 1.